Message number 949. The great day will dawn and soon the world without end will begin. Saturday, October 26, 2013 at 11:15. My dearly beloved daughter, the faith of all God's children, irrespective of which denomination they belong to, is so weak that many of those who know the truth will find it very difficult to practice their religion openly without criticism. So many in the world reject me, Jesus Christ, at this time in history that it is no longer acceptable in most nations to speak of me in public. Very seldom will you hear my name being spoken about in the media unless it is to question my existence. Seldom will you hear people openly proclaim their love for me in public, for they would find this too embarrassing. Even those sacred servants of mine are no longer willing to declare the truth for fear of ridicule. Those who do follow me will find it increasingly difficult to proclaim my holy word. So many who once loved me no longer do so, and my desolation and sadness cuts my heart as if a sword was driven through it. Why, oh why, have you deserted me? Why do those of you who believe in me and who know me hurt so many of your brothers and sisters? Why does hate thrive in your hearts? Why do you feel the need to question the Gospels now when they have existed for so long? Who gave you the authority to misinterpret my word given to my apostles? Why are you twisting them, and why do you not believe what I said? My word is very clear. When I speak, I mean what I say. If I say one thing, I do not mean another. Why would I, for example, contradict myself, and especially now in this mission? What is given to God's prophets is the truth. Anything which contradicts these messages from the mouths of those who claim that I speak with them must be rejected by you. I would never compete with my own voice, because I must ensure that you are given the truth. What must I do to make you listen? What must I do to stop your wandering and seeking out other forms of titillation? Why will you not trust in me? You waste so much precious time seeking out fortune telling, which flows like venom out of the mouths of so-called mystics and sensation seekers, that you insult me by turning away from me. I am here. These are my words. What else do you seek for? You will only find the truth from my mouth. I spoke the truth when I walked the earth. I left a legacy of great hope and salvation. I speak the truth now as I bring you my final words at this time, for the great day will dawn and soon the world without end will begin. When I speak, I desire that you listen. I cannot force you. You may look everywhere and try to find my messages given to prepare the world for my second coming at this time, and you won't find them. My public message is to prepare you for this, the final stage before my covenant is fulfilled, can only be found in the Book of Truth. The word is mine. My words will be heard in every nation. No one will stop me, for my power is almighty. Your Jesus.